This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, folks, and it is back. The 68th Home and Garden Show. I mean, 68th? Which one is it? 68th, I'm sorry. 86, I'm like, whoa, it didn't go back that far. But the 68th Home and Garden Show back in the Superdome. We had a couple of years of hiatus as a result of renovations being done here in the Superdome. This floor is chock full of vendors. Everything you need to know about your home, taking care of your home, your commercial business or otherwise. The products are stacked wall to wall here. Beautiful, beautiful venues. Folks, all of the venue operators now are coming in. They're opening up at 12 o'clock today, and they'll be open till 6 p.m. today. And I'm here with Craig Jacquemin. He is our host, and we thank you for hosting us here. And he's one of the big sponsors. The one thing about Craig, all the vendors here know him. He works to make sure that everybody's tide rises at the same time. They love his attitude. He brings a lot of energy to the situation, has been really excited about the Home and Garden Show. The 68th, let me say it again, it's not 86. The 68th Home and Garden Show back in the Dome. Craig, you guys got to be excited because, you know, when I first met you, you talked a lot about the Home and Garden Show in the Dome.
Yeah, it was our first year. You know, hopefully, look, the 86, we'll be here.
We'll be here.
We'll be here.
You might.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping you will be too, man. So we'll have you as a,
I'm a little older than you.
We'll have you as a guest. So, but no, it's exciting to be back. You know, I was only in business for probably about a year, and it was 2021. You know, a lot has changed. You know, you think about 4 years ago. I remember the biggest thing for the 2021 Home and Garden Show was the mayor going to not allow people to wear masks or have to wear masks for the show.
Right.
And it was a last-minute decision, and they lifted the ban, but they had a lot of people that were upset and said, hey, we're not going to come. But it was still a great turnout.
Right.
So, you know, we went to the convention center, and it picked up steam. And last year we had a good year. We just recently did a home show in St. Tammany. Great turnout. We doubled the amount of people interested in home generators and electrical services from the year before. So, you know, it looks like things are starting to turn around, you know, and we're expecting a very good turnout. I mean, you got two hot air balloons, I mean, that are sitting right in front of us.
You know, if you've never been in a hot air balloon, you have an opportunity to kind of see what it feels like, right? They were going up and down when
I got in
this morning, testing it out. It gives you a good feel for what it is. If you've never been on one, I hear it's an incredible incredible ride.
Yeah, look, and my buddies, and, you know, we know everybody at the show. He's, you know, wife and I, we've been coming to the home show before I was even in this business, you know, and bought a hot tub, you know, from here. You know, but I always keep my business. I try to buy something from one of these guys every year, something, you know, major. But, you know, my good friends, Quillen Construction, Anthony and his crew, they're sponsoring the both hot air balloons, which is really cool. It's awesome for them. So, it you know, just to see some other friends. I have a guy who did our flower beds. He's here. People we bought mattress from, they're here. I mean, the massage chairs. I mean, we bought that a couple years ago. So, I mean, it's...
The infamous massage chairs.
Right, exactly, yeah.
You get in them, you don't ever want to leave them.
Exactly, yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's a lot of really good things. They have a guy over here that has these custom hammocks that are really, really nice. I've been having those for a couple years around our backyard. So, I mean, there's some really, really nice products here. And, you know, what's really good about it, it's small businesses. And a lot of the products here are made in America, you know, and these guys stand behind their warranties, you know, so it's the products that are here, I can tell you, are a lot better than these big box stores. They're not cheap stuff that they're selling, but the prices are very reasonable. And these guys and ladies, they back up their product 110% with warranties. So,
well, you know, I've had the opportunity just to watch them set up their booths and the attention to detail and what they're doing. You can tell they give a damn, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, we come out here. I mean, we have it down packed. We can get this thing set up within a couple hours. But some of these guys, they started probably, I think, on Tuesday when it opened, building some of these booths. I mean, you have... These guys have hardwood floors. I mean, they spent some time putting these booths in. I mean, you know, there's a lot of good remodel companies in here. I mean, gutter companies. I mean, it's a plethora of different businesses in here that I'm sure someone can walk around and has that honey-do list.
And you get to see the latest and greatest technologies, too,
right? That is correct, yeah.
And the same holds true in the generator business.
Generator business,
too.
Let's
talk about that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of discussion right now about supply chain and everything else, but we were talking off-air earlier, and it seems as though, you know, your folks, Generac and others, have their stuff together and they're ready.
Yeah, so there's, you know, we set up out here, you know, we have a brand new 32 kW Generac generator. It's a new redesign, you know, for display people can look at. We have we actually brought our industrial division out here. So we have Greg Pagliaro with Mr. Gary Carter. We have a high power mobile generator sitting out here. We have an industrial side. So if somebody has a home, I mean, a business or industrial complex at work at, we can supply the generators. I mean, complete job from beginning to end, take over service, maintenance, warranty. So.
I've seen the videos of some of the generators that you've actually put in.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, look.
With cranes,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly. I mean, I had one job. It was 2 1-megs for Cox Communications, and we actually had a crane that built another crane. That's how big this job was, you know.
Right.
And I could tell you how expensive that bill was for the crane. But, you know, but once you get a good relationship with these guys, you know, they start giving you little price breaks, you know. So
right.
And that's the division right now that, for us, we had a set goal of what we wanted to bring in within 1 year, and I think we – times that by 5 or 6, you know, for 1 year. So that the industrial side has really taken off for us.
Craig, there's been a lot of discussion about, you know, permitting and stuff and being backlogged. And I know that's kind of impacted y'all's industry a little bit, too, right?
Yeah, so permitting, you know, what's happening with permitting is some areas you can have permits in 45 minutes, which are more rural areas, but, you know, you get to know the people. But then some areas it can take up to, I mean, I hate to say it, 16 weeks,
yeah.
You know, so it's in some areas.
But that's why it's important to do it now.
Yeah, right.
You know, depending on what area, you know, if you want to do something in advance of the hurricane season, the off season is the best time to do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing is that the permit departments do, they do take a little bit of, they slow down with work. But, you know, sometimes you get into some tree societies that take a little bit longer to process permit, historic societies. So you can be moving along and you hit a little bit of a roadblock, and that's phone calls. You have, you know, within 1,500 feet of the levee. Whether it's Pontchartrain or and that's the Army Corps of Engineers.
So all the residential neighborhoods that kind of line those levee, what we call levee homes, depends on the height of the water.
Yeah, the height of the water. So depending if it's flood stage, you shut down until the river can, you know, start coming back down, and you know that's within 1,500 feet of the crown of the levee. So that, but that's, you know, it could be Lake Pontchartrain if they open the spillway. So there's different circumstances that, you know, can extend or shorten the permits, you know, process.
I know you guys are always on the cutting edge of technology, from monitoring to maintenance to everything else. What's out there that's new?
Right now, I mean, as far as the monitoring, they're actually upgraded the software in these systems. So you're starting to see more data come out. I mean, all the way down to, you just went from before it was a, the battery voltage. Now you're actually seeing the milliamps in the battery. So that tells you right there if you cold cranking amps. So, Generac does have some new generators coming out, I think, in the third to fourth quarter. It's going to be the air cools that are redesigned. So right now you're relying on a pressure switch. If the oil gets low, the pressure switch will sense the pressure drop and it will shut the unit down. The new units are going to have an oil level indicator in there so that, if it gets below that and you have the backup for the pressure switch, more digital, more readouts going back and forth.
More redundancy,
yeah. Easier to work on. They took a lot of the
The cabinets are incredible now.
Yeah.
And everything is in a place where you can literally stand on the side. I was looking at my unit the other day, and I was like, within an arm's length, I can touch everything I need to touch from a maintenance perspective.
And the new ones now, it was at the conference when they had all the snow. We got on the radio and we talked, but the new ones actually have the top of it slanted, so if it snows, the snow is supposed to come off. And you didn't think that was we had the show, and I'm looking at this and going, hey, maybe this is something we can use as a selling point now. We've just been looking at different things and a lot of these vendors that are out here, we came up with a new pricing plan, and right now, everybody's watching the dollars, but every dollar going in and out in their homes. But also, we were looking at a pricing change. And so what we started looking at was the way homeowners, they purchase automobiles, right? So you get on these automobile websites. Now it's a base model, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as you add on to the car, the different options, power windows, power seats and whatever, leather seats, that option goes up. So we actually took that we took the same
mindset of
the car purchase an automobile and put that towards our generator. So, we have a generator like a 22kW that we can install. It's a base model for $12,497, and that includes tax. And that comes with a generator stand or a slab, not a concrete composite pad. We looked at the composite pads. They do crack. They sink in some areas. So this is actually a slab that's poured that's going to be, a couple inches in the ground, with 4 inches above. The generator would mount to that or a stand up to 18 inches. And then we also going to have packages with that. If the way that'll work is, you basically have up to 30 feet of gas pipe and 50 feet of electrical. So you can go out there and actually show the homeowner, hey, this is where the generator can go. But the further you go back in the yard, the more custom is like adding those options on a car.
Right.
So what happens is instead of us, going in and estimating the job and putting a price and having to kind of work back down, we're actually starting at a base price and letting the homeowner have more control and build up for their budget. And you're going to get more, in my opinion, you're going to get more value out of this, and you're going to understand, rather than somebody coming in saying, hey, this is the location, this is what it costs. No, we can build up to that location. At some point, the homeowner can say, hey, stop, this is where my budget stops right here. But, but then it also, we also offer financing, 0%, 18 months, up to 10 years of financing. And every unit we sell, we'll have a 5-year extended warranty. So that's going to come base model, 5-year extended warranty. That's parts, labor, and travel for 5 years.
And I promise you that's worth it. And you guys are Johnny on the spot. I mean, y'all have actually called me when the monitoring thing,
right?
And said, hey, we got an issue. We'll be out there this afternoon. And
yep, exactly.
And checked it. Not a problem. Up and running.
Yeah, and that's,
I get an alert every time it exercises because you want to exercise these units every week. Y'all set the timing on it. I get a text message. It went on. I get a text message when it went off, and I get a diagnostic report, no issues.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we want. We don't want homeowners to purchase this equipment and not know how to use it, right? I have a pool in my backyard. I don't even know how to use my pool. I know how to swim in the pool. I don't know how to check the chemical. I have a salt water. And so, I had two pool guys, they canceled out on me. And so now my pool's been sitting there for almost 2 months. and I haven't put any chemicals or anything in it, and it's still nice and clear. I've run the Dolphin, so I'm going to get these guys probably over here at Duckies to kind of show me how to maintain it. So really nice guys over there. So, I mean, they do have a lot of pool companies here. But like I said, you know, we won't leave people hanging like that.
No. Well, you know, it's the same thing. I was just talking to you because y'all are providing basic AC service now as well. And last week I was at my mom's house. Everything was working. I went there yesterday to pick some stuff up. It wasn't working. I don't have an alert. It would be nice to know.
Yep.
You know, well, I wonder when I walked in the house, it kind of smelled a little musty. Which means it's probably been at least a week that it was down. Got to get it looked at.
Yeah, and they do make. I think the newer units do have the monitoring systems and things like that.
They
do have that.
But you don't really think about it in the context until you're in the midst of this.
Correct.
I wish I'd have known.
Yep. Well, Generac, and this is something that we're going to get into, is Generac actually owns Ecobee. A lot of people don't know that. So they actually own Ecobee, the thermostat company. Well, when they first came out with it, you know, we would tell them, hey, man, it'd be pretty cool if this can talk to the generator. You know, we'd conference talking to the guys and stuff, and they just kind of smiled and they said, just wait. And now the new Ecobees actually talk to the generator, so you can actually see the health condition of the generator. Battery's low, what's going on with the generator, if it's running, and then that can actually...
And use that same platform.
Yeah, so but then also if the unit goes down or something, you have issues with the air conditioner, it can send an email to you and let you know what's going on as well.
Right.
So that's the next step is, you know, of the monitoring systems. And I always encourage that, because what that does is that it basically wards off call-out fees, right? So if somebody has an issue with the generator, battery's getting low or something, there's things that the homeowner can go and check without us being there. And that saves them that call-out fee, you know, and which is awesome. And you know, we always tell our homeowners that purchase from us, you know, and not even just purchasing, even with people that take over the service, we offer free technical support during normal business hours. You know, so if you have a question, you can call. I mean, some of the ladies and guys in our office can walk them through, you know, what's out there.
Y'all have done that for me.
Yep. And that's you know, that's trying to keep that team together and understanding, you know. We do a really good job with our service team members. And, you know, when we're looking to get certified, we actually work on Briggs and Stratton. We work on Kohlers, work on different generators. But the next part is getting the certifications with Briggs and Stratton. We do a lot of work for Briggs, and they call us up. But what we want to do now is get certified in that, so we can give the homeowners that extra peace of mind that we can cover the warranties and things like that. So,
yeah. So no doubt right now is the time. If you really want to have a generator in place for the hurricane season, which typically gets a little bit more frequent of storms in the back half of July, August, September, you want to get started this week.
Yes.
You really want to get on it.
Yeah. And look, so, you know, you talk about go full circle, right? The building where my industrial, the office space and warehouse that my industrial company is in, which is next door, is actually where we started, you know, almost 5 years ago. In April, we're buying that building. So what we're going to do is we're going to basically, right now, I mean, we're stocked up with generators, transfer switches going into the season. So there's really no weight on parts and
on
things like
equipment.
That. No. And then we purchased GenSouth last year. So we have, I mean, a massive amount of parts that we sell to contractors, other generator dealers, homeowners, maintenance kits. So we offer that as well. So we do have a parts counter. But once we do the separation and we kind of spread things out, then we're going to, you know, kind of reorganize the inside the shop, and then, you know, have a really parts counter. We're going to start pushing that with you guys, our parts, pushing, you know, the goal in this, I want to start also selling to contractors and other generator dealers. And, you know, we're going to have a form. It's going to be called Craig's Easy Form. We've been talking about it for a little while, but now that we're going to have this room, we're going to be able to set it up like that, where someone can come in and purchase, whether it's a homeowner or a contractor, again, they can come in, put down what generator they want. I mean, I'm talking like they can purchase everything for that job, from the gas piping, batteries, stands. I mean, the generators, transfer switches,
everything.
That makes
it easy, especially if you're building a new home, right?
Exactly.
I mean, even if you don't put the generator in, you can put a lot of what needs to be there.
Yes.
You know, while you've got the site all torn up, you know, to plan ahead for it.
If you're building a home And before you put that sheetrock and insulation walls, you can call us. We can meet with your contractor, your electrical contractor, you know, general contractor, whoever. But you know, this can save an average of $4,000 or more if you pre-wire everything. Because if you have to go back and manually trench or go through attics and stuff like that after the fact, you know, it's going to take a lot longer when you know you spend a couple thousand, you know, up front, and you have everything stubbed out, ready to go, you know, on the back, and you're going to save money. Especially, you know, like when I built my home, you know, I had a choice. You know, look, as you're building your home, you basically have all this money, and toward the end, you mean you're pretty tight. And it came down to, I asked my wife, I said, hey, do you want a generator? And we were in October. You want a backup generator, or do you want to put grass in the yard, right? And she said, well, I want the grass so it looks good. So I got the generator, right? So so we got the generator. And so about 2 weeks after we lived in our home,
The power went out.
I got a text message from my wife, and she was getting ready for work. And she said, the generator's running, power is off. And she had a kissy face. So, and I was still working at Shell at the time.
Cherish that moment.
Yeah. And I wish I'd saved that text. But I think that's probably one of the few times I can. She didn't say I was right, but I mean, that's pretty close. But like I said, I was at Shell at the time, and you know, worked some more overtime. And guess what? We had grass in the yard.
Yeah, grass.
So, but yeah,
there
so
you go.
It worked out. So.
Well, Craig, thank you so much for hosting us here today. This is great. We're going to have a great time. We've got a great lineup of folks coming through here today.
I'm excited, you guys.
The dome looks great. I took 30 minutes and walked around this place there before anybody came in, and there is a lot to see here. And tomorrow is supposed to be bad weather. The beauty of this facility, you can park in the garage and come in here and not be wet, right?
Yep. Yeah, look, and when you walk in, Newell, they're going to see a whole home generator that we're raffling off, right? So they can scan the QR code, and it's $18,000 value. Yeah, it's a 26 kW whole home installation. We did this in 21, and it was really cool. The guy who won it, he had cancer, three different bone marrow transplants. He's been fighting cancer for a long time. Every time they would lose power, he'd have to run to the store, get ice, and put it into an ice chest to keep his medicine cool that would keep him alive. So he actually won the generator, which was awesome.
Oh, that is awesome.
Yep. And hopefully we got a good story like this for this one, you know?
That's divine intervention,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Craig Giacomine with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We all know how important the energy industry is to the state of Louisiana. There's any number of studies that have come out, and the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association has commissioned the most comprehensive economic analysis of Louisiana's energy industry, since the pandemic. And Tommy Fauché, president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, joins us to talk to us about it. Tommy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Noel. How you doing on this Friday? Sounds like you guys are having a lot of fun over there in the Dome.
Absolutely. The Home and Garden Show, the 68th. I tried to age it a little early at 86, but it's 68 years. They've been in business. It's great. It's a great opportunity. It's a really good opportunity to hear from you because energy's top of mind across this country right now. With a new administration coming into office, they've made it a top priority for them. So the timing of this study couldn't be any better.
Like, I agree. You know, it is. You can't go anywhere. We were in Washington this week with our friends at G&O Inc. talking about energy. You look at the economic development announcements that are happening, the potential for Louisiana, well, for American energy, but particularly for Louisiana energy right now with a very pro-American energy administration in Washington. You couple that with an administration in Baton Rouge that is trying to do its best to position the state to be a pro-energy state. There is significant opportunity. I keep telling everyone, the more you hear people talk about American energy dominance, that's good for Louisiana because we are such a significant part of that larger American energy equation.
Give us a little bit of a 100,000-foot level overview of this study and what makes it different.
Sure. So we commissioned the study towards the latter part of last year. We asked Dr. Stephen Barnes, who runs the Blanco Center at the University of Louisiana Lafayette. He's also a state economist, to really take a look because we wanted our first comprehensive look post the COVID, post-COVID shutdown of where the industry is. And when you look at from a high level, I think first what we're seeing and what I think is a significant takeaway is that when you look at 2023 going into 2024 numbers, we're seeing consistency now for the first time post the 2020 COVID shutdown. And that's good because I think it shows the industry is resilient, confident in what it's doing. Of course, now, as we were just saying, we're seeing the opportunities that lie ahead. But when you look at that 2023 number, what jumps right off the page to me is the oil and gas and energy industry in Louisiana right now is literally generating 25%, a quarter of Louisiana's economy. That's $77.7 billion of added value to our state from what, obviously, I am biased, one of the, you know, the foundational and I think most important industries in the state. That is extremely significant. 25% of the state's economy goes back to our industry. That right there jumps off the page at me first.
Yeah, I mean, I know you have your finger on the pulse of this all the time. That number, I knew it was strong. I had no idea it was that strong. I mean, I'm shocked. I'm pleasantly shocked. But, right. I mean, that's a big number.
No, it is. And, you know, what's exciting about it is I think there's more opportunity to grow it.
Yeah.
You know, what we did is, one, we're looking at this high level from a state perspective, extremely important. But then we actually took it and then broke it down by what we're calling into four super regions, if you will. And just so everyone and your listeners know what that looks like, what we're calling the River Corridor region, that's basically from the mouth of the river all the way up the Mississippi River to Baton Rouge in that entire southeast part of the state. Then we have the Bayou region, really all of Lafayette down to Houma, so which obviously is key to our upstream offshore Gulf of America, if you will, oil and natural gas industry. Then we have a large southwest Louisiana region and then northwest Louisiana region where a lot of our natural gas production comes from. And so we're looking at the state picture, but then we're looking in those regions where, you know, really 90% of all the state's energy jobs lie in those four large regions. The river region, going back, think of all the refineries, the petrochemical facilities up and down that river. This doesn't include, by the way, some of the new investments. You have like Venture Global and other, you know, who's down at the mouth of the river, because this is looking back to 2023. But you look at that river corridor first, 130,435 jobs just wow. in that river region, which of course leads Bayou region, 62,000 jobs, you know, right there. I mean, that river corridor, you know, I keep coming back to it, has the highest energy impact, 22%, you know, of the regional impacts come just from oil and gas and energy jobs. Really something that is significant for those communities, and of course that rolls up to help the state.
And when you think about this, if you would, because and then each one of the other regions contribute a significant number too, not only to their regional GDP but to the overall GDP of the state. It's interesting. Can you tie this back to maybe how important this new project relative to the LIT, the Louisiana International Terminal, would be? Because a lot of the products that need to be moved in and out to support your industry is going to come right through containerization, which is how everybody ships everything these days.
Sure. Look, excuse me. I think, you know, when you look at, and this is, I think, extremely important, you know, when we talk about these job numbers, we talk about direct and indirect jobs. So these are jobs of obviously the men and women who are literally working inside the refineries. They're working the offshore rigs down in the Gulf. They're working in some of the LNG facilities that really scatter now the entirety of the Louisiana coast. But this also includes, when you talk about indirect jobs, and sometimes that's indirect sounds insignificant. It's not. These are also the truck drivers, the people who have to build out the infrastructure connected to the industry. So to your point, you know, we work closely with all of our ports. Local communities are doing everything from building roads to support systems, again, that infrastructure. And so I think when you look at these big job numbers, understand that we really do look at it holistically. One, because I think it tells a great financial and economic story, but at the same time, I think we, and I always take this extremely personally, we see the impact it has on the worker and the family. And, you know, the jobs that are connected to our industry, whether they're, you know, in supporting us, working directly in for our member companies, those jobs literally can change lives of families when you look at it. And I think that is particularly important. And, you know, that is the effort right now across our state, is to try to create more jobs, bring more people home, keep people here in this state. It's important to our industry and others. And so I think when you look at this and, you know, a lot of the revenues coming from a lot of these jobs and a lot of these investments, you know, just kind of showing you, if you don't look at property taxes, for example, energy right now is contributing almost $3 billion a year in state and local tax revenues. When we come out with a full study, we're going to be looking more at the local property tax pieces, but just significant dollar numbers, which come with those jobs. And again, I think just reach deep into all aspects of the culture and economy of the state.
Absolutely. We got to get to a break. When we come back, Tommy, let's talk about what's next for you guys. When we return, we're visiting with Tommy Fauché, president, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're broadcasting live from the Home Builder Show, the 68th Home and Garden Show. Home and Garden Show. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are at the 68th Home and Garden Show right there at the Craig's Electrical and Generator booth, and we're visiting with Tommy Fauché, president, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, about a recent report, a full economic impact report of the oil and gas industry on the state of Louisiana. The numbers are pretty compelling. $77.7 billion of added value for our state, generating 25% of Louisiana's economy. Tommy, and this report, I think, is going to be totally completed in mid-April. Y'all will continue to digest this and, I guess, look for these future opportunities that you mentioned to try and exploit same to the benefit of the state of Louisiana.
That's absolutely right. We will have the full report here very shortly, by the middle of April. Really going to spend a lot of time in all parts of the state talking about the impacts, you know, what is needed in different regions of the state to continue to capitalize on this clear momentum. Timing, as you know, also works extremely well as the legislature will head back to Baton Rouge in mid-April. Look, when you account for this significant portion of the state's economy, it matters what happens from a state policy perspective. And so we want legislators to know what these impacts are on the state and the communities and districts they represent, so that as they move forward from a policy perspective, they're doing the things that make it possible for business and industry, and particularly the energy industry, to grow. And so we're going to spend a lot of time talking about that. Clearly, there's a lot happening in that arena. Tomorrow's election. You know, there's going to be debates around energy and carbon capture and severance tax policy. And so, yeah, we want everybody to know the value of the industry across the state and what it means to the state fisc, as well as to the individuals, the hardworking men and women who work for all of our companies.
Tommy, at the federal level, there's a lot of discussions, the reopening of some or furtherance of oil pipelines that have been shut down under the previous administration, further exploration opportunities on federal lands and things of that nature. How much of an impact will those issues have for us here in Louisiana?
Look, I mean, I'm going to start with the offshore industry. We really have the greatest opportunity for a more predictable future for the offshore oil and gas industry. When you look at the way the previous administration, the Biden administration, really at every turn tried to make it hard to do everything from moving vessels to getting permits for offshore activity. You know, just because administrations change in Washington, it's not a switch. Things don't revert back or improve overnight. You have to unwind right. some of that. And so we're working, but I believe clearly with the Trump administration now in place that we can see a much more predictable, which leads to optimistic future for the offshore industry. LNG, you know, we had the Biden LNG pause. That is gone. You're seeing the permitting of new LNG activity. That is a huge benefit to Louisiana. Literally, for every inch of the coast. And then I think onshore, look, natural gas production in North Louisiana is extremely important. When I talk about that severance tax piece, look, you look at some of these new deals like the Hyundai announcement made earlier this week, the Meta data center in North Louisiana. Those are projects that will require power. They're going to require natural gas as a fuel source. So, you know, we clearly see opportunity. We've seen some announcements already here in this young second Trump term. But clearly, I think things are improving. But we have to do our part from a state and local perspective to be able to provide the workforce needed, the infrastructure needed to fully, I think, maximize the benefits that could lie ahead.
You know, I often coined a phrase, you have to have the ability to receive, right? Whether it's these positive things happening at the federal level, state level, or otherwise. And sometimes that's the most difficult part. When you think about the workforce development, we've been talking about this for decades. And in some respects, we're ready, and in other respects, not so much.
Yeah, look, some of the most enjoyable days for me are visiting with our community technical college system campuses, you know, whether it's Fletcher or Delgado or Nunez or River Parishes, because you can see, you know, you have men and women often, you know, not right out of college, but maybe looking at a second or a new, you know, career change, walking into those campuses because they know that if they spend the time in getting ready for a job in the energy industry, that they will walk out and change the course in many ways of their families for generations to come, because that's how clear the impacts of the jobs are. And so we do. We have to have those basic building blocks in place to make sure that we can educate and train the workforce we need. Because when we do it, there are opportunities that they can start to realize fairly quickly.
No doubt, for sure. Tommy, thank you so much for joining us today on this Friday. We really appreciate your time, your insight. This report is just phenomenal. I mean, the numbers are staggering. And I think, you know, our listening audience appreciates the fact that you're sharing this with us, and we gain a better understanding of the economic impact of this industry. And we have to manage it and massage it and take care of it, because if not, we lose it. And we can't afford to do that. And we got to have it grow as well.
That's right. Well, thanks for having me, Noel. It's always great to visit with you.
Thank you, sir. That's Tommy Fauché, President, Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. Come back after the top of the hour news break. We'll sit down with Mike Z, the 68th Home and Garden Show organizer, and Secretary Richard Nelson from the Department of Revenue.